Om Shanti and welcome everyone for this morning session. It's a panel discussion and the topic for the panel discussion is using powers to go beyond ego, practices and experiences. And I'm sure that today is going to be a very interesting session and we have different flavors. So let me first introduce the three panelists and the moderator to you. Just a brief introduction. Starting from Pyo Bhai. So he is the chairman of Brahma Kumaris Foundation in Malaysia. And he is presently based in center in capital Kuala Lumpur. And he is with Baba for 42 years. And next is Sister Juliana. So she is a Brazilian. And she has been a Raja Yogini and a BK teacher for the last 32 years. And currently she is based at Sao Paulo Center and serves as a member of the BK National Spiritual Council in Brazil. Professionally, she works as an English teacher. And next is Sister Mara. So she has been a student of this knowledge for 40 years. Since 1991, she has served as the National Coordinator for Activities in Portugal. She is based at the Lisbon Centre, which functions as both a local centre and a retreat place. And the moderator is Sister Mariana, and she has been 30 years in Guyana. She is the NC for the service in Costa Rica, and is part of the core team of the Shiv Shakti Leadership Initiative of BK at the UN. Her profession is psychologist. So let us enjoy this panel discussion and welcome all the panelists and the moderator. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, and welcome all of you. I will change the name of panel to heart-to-heart conversation because it's more like that. It's a topic that is very deep and we want to all of us to feel free from judgment, free from guilt, and really open, because I think ego is one of the things that really make us suffer a lot. So I want to this to be a natural conversation. So imagine that you have a nice coffee from Brazil or Costa Rica, and all of you are going to enjoy that too. And so I will throw a question, and each one of you could kind of build on that question. Don't feel that you have to kind of give a class, but your own experience on that, okay? So one thing about this topic is that we need to be very authentic. Authenticity is very important, and to be free from, to be what we are. And for that, sometimes we need to let go this need of be the wiser in the room, or be the one who have all the answers. Sometimes we need to be beyond judgment, be very open. And so from your own experience or through the inspirations from the daddies, what spiritual powers help us remain authentic and free from judgment, control, and the need to prove ourselves to uphold a role? What has been your inspiration, your own experience?
Om Shanti, everyone. Good morning. Very nice question. And I was thinking that, in fact, you know, this Brahmin life has to do with being natural. So we have to be whatever we learn every day. So this is what it means to be a BK. And then remembering the dadis, we have learned so many things from them. And I remember once when Dadi Guzashi came to Portugal. And we all know Dadi Guzashi was Baba's instrument for over so many years. So she could have, you know, some idea, oh, I am Baba's instrument. But what we could see during her visit, or during her stay with us, was that she was like a very innocent girl. She had no feelings at all. Just the feeling that she was a server. Like, for example, Daddy Janki or Daddy Kumarka, server all the time. Not any feeling of, I am, you know, the administrator. I'm taking care of these many centers. And this touches me very, this has touched me very, very much. So I think we should learn how to be like them, very natural, and be sure that we have all these qualities within us. This is to be an instrument.
Beautiful. And you both have some experiences about that too?
Well, as it's a conversation, as Mara mentioned, Dadi Gulzar being very natural in her space, there is a story about her when she came to Brazil, which also has inspired me very much. Brazil is known for some precious stones, and Nilu Ben, her assistant, she wanted to go to the shop. And the shop is huge. It's like a shopping mall of stones. And Dadi was asked, what would you rather do, Dadi? Would you rather go to the center, or is it okay for you to be at the store and wait? She said, no, it's okay, it's fine. So she reached the store, and very incognito, she just sat there. And those people, they could never imagine who was there at the store. And she was just there, waiting for over an hour. And for the sisters to do their shopping. So I didn't thought of this story before, but on this thing of being authentic, I really enjoyed the invitation to be here, because I feel it's a great opportunity to shed light into myself. And I feel that one thing that has helped me is the power of acceptance. I was brought up in a very extended family in Brazil. My grandfather, he had two other spouses before my grandma. So still today, I have so many relatives that I hardly know their names. And what I've learned is that sometimes we feel that, oh, you know, I would like my house to be the way that my auntie's home is. Because the way she serves lunch is the way I prefer. That's not the rules in my house. So by this, I want to say that the way that I was brought up as a BK, I was meant to be trained. I went into training. I was a Kumari, a young Kumari. I went to the center at the age of 21, and I was sent to a center to be trained. So there was a training involved. And some parts of it were okay, but I'll be very honest that if I had known all the parts, maybe I wouldn't have applied. So Baba has been very wise. So what I've learned is, like, whatever I've been through, it's part of the process that I've had to go through. And what I've been doing in the sense of authenticity is just to understand, to accept, and to really go deep into who I am after all. That's what my life has been about. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I liked Mary Ann was saying at the beginning that ego gives so much of sorrow to us. You know? I think a few things you have to reflect back, you know? Baba always says the three, Brahma Baba, the three famous mantra. That is, all of us are very well aware, incorporeal, then this voiceless and egoless. So the question is, why egoless comes at the very end? I was asking Jandi Ben, no, when he came back in Malaysia, why Baba won't give the other voices? Why egoless? This shows the attention that Brahma Baba has on ego, and that he'd like to share with all of us. I think secondly also look at the four subjects we have, no? Sometimes I think ego comes, especially, I mean, from my experiences. The four subjects must be in order. Very much we know is Gyan, Yoga, Dana, and Seva. But very often, when we grew up in our spiritual life, we put Seva to be on top. Service be on top, probably Yoga and Gyan at the bottom. I think we have to follow that order that Baba has given us, that Gyan, Yoga, Gyan, and then Dana and Seva. So I think that thing that helps me throughout my journey is follow that order. Also, I think very important is many Brahmins left. They can conquer lust, but they cannot conquer ego. That is a very amazing thing. We have seen many have left. Even they don't leave, the thing is they're stagnant on the spiritual journey is because they haven't conquered ego yet. I mean, from my personal experience, I've observed a lot of dadis not coming back to our place, even the Madhubanis. I think important is they get, ego is a power, correct? So we need another power. We need another power to conquer that power. So that power, I think, I learned very much from all the dadis is the seriousness given to our student life. Wherever we are, when we came back at our center or when we're here, they're so serious in punctuality in Gyan and in Yoga. And very often back home, we know that probably we're not so punctual, no? On the dot, or maybe before 1 minute before yoga, 1 minute before class, we jump into the classroom. I think the punctuality, the seriousness given to the discipline of Gyan and Yoga, that makes me really move forward very much. And I think as I go along on this journey, I find that service is not everything, correct? Beginning, me meeting, you know, in my spiritual life, at the beginning phase of my spiritual life, I think service is everything because family is small, we have to do everything. But when we come to a juncture in our spiritual life that service is not everything. It's just that we have to improve our stage for pool seva. And very often we think that we don't think of seva but pool, stage for pool seva, pool service. We always think that probably very knowledgeable but pool seva. Not that. I think important is I give a lot of importance in my spiritual life is the two subjects. Gyan and yoga.
Thank you. I know that for all of you, Brahma Kumaris is international, so you hear different accents. So I hope that you can catch. We will try to speak slow for everyone, but at least you catch all the vibrations. So in terms of you all, in a way, share about this consciousness that some tools or powers to really be beyond ego and inspiration. One thing is, Baba said, this consciousness of awareness of being an instrument. And sometimes he said, I put you a crown of responsibility. You are the instrument, but Baba is Karavanhar, you just do. But in this awareness of being an instrument, sometimes the ego comes in. And maybe because you feel that you have to be a good instrument, a good student, you judge others and you impose the ideas so ego comes in that instrument consciousness. So how have you three have understood, because in my case, I saw that, honestly, that I was doing mistakes, that ego was coming in this awareness of instrument. It was not pure. It was not clear. So how has been your understanding, your own experience of this true awareness of being an instrument? What is the egoless way to be an instrument?
While you were asking the question, I was thinking that there is a very thin line that we must understand, because all of us, we have ego. Huh? For 63 births, we be having ego, different kinds of ego. So it's not wrong to have ego. So we have it. But the question is how to deal with it. And then the thin line is, If you go, there is so consciousness. If you go this side, this is the ego that will cause harm and it will be very cause pain to you, as you were saying before. You know, ego, it causes pain. And then the other side is the ego of lack of self-respect. This is also ego, but then it's minus. It also hurts you. So we must be going on. Many things will weigh, and will put us on. And then you can just, you know, ask yourself, is this hurting? If something you have done, if something you have said, if something that is in your thought is hurting you, this is ego. So it has happened to me many times, obviously. But then I would ask myself, do I want to go in this direction? Do I like to feel like this? Or I have to overcome it for all? And then I would teach myself. I would talk to myself. Because the lessons, they will come back again and again for you to prove if you have learned or not. And then, as time went by, I've learned many, many beautiful things. Some things that I had to let go, something, or if I was lacking self-respect, to be more myself, you know, understand that this is me, so I have to love myself as I am. Many things. So this is... Thank you.
Yes. That is interesting, no? How we have to kind of go back to that and not have fear of ego. And what has been your experiences, you both?
I think the question that Miriam was bringing is more when it's human conscious and seva, correct? I think important is, no doubt, no, Baba said you have been instrument in seva. All of us are instruments. But the question is, when you say instruments, it doesn't mean you are individual instrument. You have to have a group instruments, meaning that I think all forms of seva that happen, even when Sri Baba came, he needs children, correct? So in the same case, whatever task we are given, any seva we are given, we need the company of Brahmins. In other words, put it short, we need committee. Committee can be two people, three people, doesn't matter. Number doesn't matter. In other words, we need the views of others for any seva. And any seva that is done alone, if I plan the service, I implement the service, without the help of other Brahmins, or without seeking the opinions, that is ego. Very, very clear. That is number one. I think any seva that I wanted to do, I have to form a small committee, a small group. Secondly, I need to consult. Consultation is important. I think as Brahmins, consultation on two levels. One is consultation with the seniors, whatever ideas of seva you have, you know, whatever, whether it's workable or not, the finance side, whether should have or should not have. One is with the seniors, consultation. And the other important is consultation with your peers. Make two consultations, horizontal and vertical. And once consultation is there, any ego that I have can be diffused in some way. Either the seniors correct me, no, he said not do that way, maybe do this way or whatever. And even among our peer Brahmins, they may give other opinions. I think, thirdly, I think very important is to really finish the ego, as Sister was saying, that the self-respect must be there. I like the two powers, you know, I can't remember, I think back home, I think it was 2 weeks back. The two powers you need very much, in fact, for all the defects and weaknesses, that is power of realization. I mean, to conquer ego, I have to realize within myself. You see, very often, ego compared to other vices is, ego sometimes, you don't see it. You don't see it within yourself, but others can see it. You see, if ego is creeping up in me, I may not know it's ego. I may push myself, I may push my opinion, I may push my view, but others are giving their opinions. Others may give a contra opinion. So I think, as Baba was saying, we need blessings from others. So whatever opinion I have is not getting blessings from them. Not getting blessings from them, a lot of opposition for the ideas means that probably ego is still inside me, that I don't see it, others can see it. So I think important is the power of realization, that is important. And the other level, once it's power of realization, power of transformation has to happen. power realization that I have ego in me, and I have to think of some tools, some means to transform the ego.
Okay, to me, this whole thing of being an instrument, I'm really grateful to Baba for being so, to having so much trust in us. And whenever I go through my own story, like even this coming from a big family, which I mentioned before, and then realizing that in Baba's world, it's Brahmin culture, it's one culture, so the small differences are not the most important. But what I've noticed in this thing about being an instrument is this amazing mercy of Drama and Baba, of allowing us to learn again and again. I remember once, because one of the things that have helped me in Brahmin life is like just taking opportunities. Once there would be a kind of a panel in a university with a guru that was there, and they basically wanted the guru to be on the stage, but they needed other lines of yoga, so they invited Brahma Kumaris, and I spoke before the guru. And then one sister would go, but she couldn't make it, and she said, it would be good we are there to participate. Could you go? I said, all right. Any briefing, anything I should say? No, just talk about your experience of Raja Yoga. And then I went there, and that day I reflected and I said, well, I'm going to say about this importance of going to the source. Doesn't matter about having gurus. You can go straight to God. And then I noticed after I spoke that the whole guru system was that there is no salvation without the guru. So it's as if there was a bit of impoliteness there. But on the other way, I felt, well, maybe somehow that message should also go across. Let's see what happened, because it was out of innocence. And Baba put me there because I didn't ask, and I asked for a briefing. The briefing I got is say whatever you feel like, so I said. So it's just about this. Baba trusts so much, so many mistakes that we make. I remember once I was in the center, and we were going out, and it was Thursday evening, and I told the brother, please, when you read the Murli, because in the center we always have evening Murli, and I said, please remember to give bog, to offer bog to the students. When we reached back, he put up the table with flowers. It was offering bog. See, and that's okay. That's what he understood. That's what we could do, and that's fine. That's it. Baba trusts us, and the yaga keeps going like that.
I would like to add something to this subject of being an instrument. Because I think many of us, you know, center niwasis or national coordinators or team coordinators, we never asked for this part. Just came to us. So the same happened to me. I was so young, and then I had the baby in my hands, and I had to take care of the baby. You know, the country, the service. And then I used to think, Baba, why me? So this is also ego, no? But then lack of self-respect. And then I had to deal with it because it was me. So that was it. So I had to, many times I used to talk to me, you are just an instrument. You are nothing, no one. No one in the sense I am me, but no one in the sense that God is using you. So just put aside your ego and let God use your samskars, your qualities, and everything will be fine. So this is how I dealt with this.
Interesting. Thank you. And everyone is the right person in the right place with the right people, isn't it? So we each one of us has kind of work through to be the instrument Baba wants, but now we are going to go a little bit subtle. It's okay? And I know each one of you is very loving. Like that's. So I want all of us to be very loving with our own selves, because we are going to go into the subtle ego, Okay? The ego has different ways to protect itself. When we don't want to feel pain or sorrow, then when something happens, we project in others, and we feel that the others are the ones who are wrong, because it's very painful to acknowledge there is our own mistake. Or sometimes we deny the reality. The ego wants to protect and say, no, no, I'm fine, nothing has happened, you know, and we deny what is wrong. So there are different subtle ways that the ego protects itself. And that's why there is the example of Narad. Narad was so good devotee. He was the best. And he believed he was the best, but he couldn't see his own mistakes. So he couldn't change. So in a way, what Pure Bhai was saying too, that we need the power of realization, but the ego doesn't allow us to see our own faults or like that. So in what way, how have you deal with that lovingly, without judgment, but acknowledging the things that need to be changed? Going beyond the guilt, the shame maybe, but acknowledging that we need to change the things that we need to change. So how has been your own experience? Or in another word, using Pure Bhai words, how can we kind of have more power of realization in order to transform?
To me, I see it a bit in a different way, because it's not hard for me to notice that I'm going in the wrong direction. But sometimes I lack self-respect, and I feel that the situation is there, I know that something is missing, but I'm not in the right attitude towards myself. So I see both things take place. For some people, I think it's hard, but for some people, they, at least to me, I can notice that I didn't say something the best way, or I didn't act properly. And basically, what I've been trying to do, even here in Madhuban, something happened. And when the message came, I noticed that physically, my heart shrank. There was kind of, because ego to me, it, like, you can feel it, right? Your heart's shrinking. And I said, and there was a question that was posed in the message. So what I've been trying to do is, whenever I feel the heart rings, I say, okay, let's talk later. That was my answer. And then I tried to sort out the feelings with myself and get clear what is the learning point here? What is this scene trying to show me? And that's it. And with this scene itself, like, we didn't even talk. It was sorted out subtly. So what happens is I make efforts to be in the right frame inside, like to go back to my self-respect and accept that it's a process. And maybe that's how much I can give to that scene. Maybe I'm not full, but at least I step back and I'll avoid clashes, for example.
Thank you. Thank you for the honesty too, because it's we are in a heart-to-heart conversation. Yeah.
I think one of the things, you see, why ego at the very end, Baba says you have to conquer, you know, from Brahma Baba's the three mantra that we very well are well big, incorporeal, wiseless and egoless. Because ego is such a wiseness that it's not only in this, but I mean, some of us came from different backgrounds. No? Some of us have doing well in a lockic job. All the lockic position, lockic job, lockic ways, whatever you look at it, is definitely all our body conscious. They say one point is that the ego in this birth, that's one thing. But I think the subtlety is ego from many, many births. I mean, that many, many births, starting from copy H onwards, there are 63 births of ego are very, very deep in the soul. That is why I think Baba gives so much emphasis that ego, you conquer one level of ego, another level of ego start coming up. So So in this context, I think I have experienced sometimes that I have ego, but we try to camouflage. That means we put the blame on others. No, it's actually my ego. Believing that, oh, you haven't done enough on this aspect, probably. You haven't done enough on the other aspect. That's why service is slow. That's why not many are coming for programs, things like that. But at the end of the day, I mean, we're talking as an instrument that we should be the initiator. You know, we should be the sample. But it's about the sample that to initiate everything. So coming back here, I was reflecting in a couple of months ago that actually we look at Brahma Baba life story. You know, we always say follow the footsteps of Father Brahma. Brahma Baba life story tells us all the wisest in all of us. Sometimes you don't have to analyze the wise. All the wisest in all of us. The more we look at Brahma Baba life story, especially, I mean, last month we have the 18th January, Brahma Baba's Day, remember? I think early days we have the 18 steps of Brahma Baba. I mean, there are more than definitely 18. But definitely the 18 steps of Brahma Baba and all the qualities is a reflection of all these 63 births of vices are in us if we follow the steps of Brahma Baba. So coming back here, I think that one thing, I think, if I feel any opposition, any comments from other Brahmins, I really have to stop and then think of, go within myself that my idea or the idea I suggest may not work. Or maybe I'm too biased in this group and not the other group. And I think the good feeler is get comments from the Brahmin family. This is a Brahmin family I feel very much is a great catalyst, a great tool to make me to improve in my Brahmin life. Because sometimes instruments, sometimes we tend to be authoritarian, shutting off people's comments, tell them not to say what I'm saying is right, you have to listen to the main instrument. I think that doesn't work. That can work in the logic world, but cannot work in the spiritual world, spiritual family. So back here, I think, pretty short that any comments, any feelers from the Brahmin family, I have to check myself, what they say, probably something wrong with me. I just have to pause, hold on to that project or hold on to that idea, give myself 1-2 days or half a day in deep reflection, deep in yoga, deep in Baba's room, probably things will change later.
So I was thinking that we are in a cleansing process, and then even the perception of ego will become subtle. Every time we become more and more subtle to us. And then we sometimes, you know, you feel, oh, look, this is coming, you know, this feeling, oh, this or that. So I know it is ego. So then what I do at these times is that to try to see the situation from up above, the big picture, and don't act with this or don't say anything or don't do anything, you know, through this feeling you are having at the moment. You know, you go beyond and try to be very practical. And I think I have solved many things doing like this. Not, you know, answering to the whatever was happening, you know, with this feeling of ego I was feeling inside, but seeing everything from beyond and finding a practical answer for that situation that was going on. And many times, just putting my ego, you know, down below and finding the best answer for all. Not for me, but for all. And this way, you stop the situation. You know your ego is there, but you are not acting with it. So it becomes not suppressed because you know it is there and you are going to work on it. But you are going to work on it yourself at the right time.
So you put the ego like on hold. I was having a very nice Amrit Vela one of these days because I had this experience of put myself on airplane mode. You know, airplane mode shut down some kind of connections of body conscious to be very quiet in my intellect and just catch what Baba sees in me. It was so beautiful. So it's like putting the ego, it's in airplane mode and just quiet, you know?
But it's not so easy when we feel that we are right, and or when there are some kind of situations. So for example, we have here, like in when we come to Madhuvan, there are mirrors. Everyone is a mirror. There is a face. I always feel in Madhuvan like that. Something happens that allow you to see something that ego makes it feel painful. Like someone is just an instrument. It's my mirror to show me something. And so how can I take that as a way to improve myself and not reacting against the mirror, that it could be a soul or you know, for example, in this context, in Brahmin life, we have so many external external symbols. Like we have the badge, there are different badges, there are different rings, the we are different, like. So sometimes we get caught off in the external things, and or I feel less or I feel more than because of the badge they have or things like that. So why we have that in the family even? Because we have to be pure, no? We have to have a pure vision. It means that it's going beyond all of those things. Even how many years you have in Gyan or from where you are, you know, all of that. So how can we be in this context, in Madhuvan, for example, or wherever we are, and understanding that others are just mirrors, or I react from these kind of external things because of my own ego. How can I be in that context in a pure consciousness?
I was thinking while you were saying so many right things that in fact we should go beyond all this. We should be more lightness. Even if something comes to us, be light about it, you know? Just look at yourself and see what the best things you have inside you. You don't need to be equal to anyone. No one is equal to anyone. And then the question of wearing badges and saris and all this, are we the badge we wear, we use? We are not. We should first think, when you have a badge, it means you have so much responsibility that you should think 3 times before wearing one. This is the thing. Because if you're wearing it and you do something wrong, everyone is looking at you. So then pay attention to it. You are not the sari you wear. For example, in Europe, you cannot, in many places, you cannot wear saris. So you are not a Brahmin, you are not Paka. So how do you relate to this? So then we should look inside ourselves. The badge should be here, you know, in all the dharana you have. This is your badge. People should look at you and should feel, wow, what an elevated person. She's so beautiful, so elevated, so full of light. And just a small experience I want to share with you. So once I went on a trip, and I went to a center, very poor center. I was deeply touched. You know why? Not because the sister was wearing sari, not because she was wearing, she had so many years in Gyan, or she had whatever, you know, that shows you that you are a big, beautiful BK. But she was good. She was so good to everyone in the BK family. The people were having a catastrophe outside. She was so good to everyone outside the center, that I really had to bow down to her, you know, internally. So this is what we...
what comes to mind, one of the first times I came to Madhuban, in Brazil we usually come in groups because lots of us don't speak English. And then one of our elderly sisters, like one of our seniors, she was in the group. And then I talked to her about this you've mentioned, said, well, but why? How come we are here in Madhuban? Baba says it's kind of a Maya-proof place, so why people are like tests to us, right? And she used this image, which I always remember. She says, well, we are like diamonds, and Baba places us all together to be polished. And what I've learned from that is that it's good to be part of the gathering, even though, and we should even thank people for that. In these days, this lightness Mara mentioned is something I enjoy. Like, if something, like, it's like a dance, sometimes you step into the other's foot, just say, excuse me, and keep dancing, right? The music is on. And I feel that, above all, we should always aim at being close to the family, being in the gathering, because the fact that you are not in the gathering doesn't mean that you are good, because you can feel good when you're not in the gathering. It can seem more comfortable because there are no mirrors, but still the polishing is to be done. So we should thank these opportunities and start being light and joy, I mean, playful about them. Don't take things very seriously. And this is something that I've been underlining in my own process, because sometimes I think I'm too serious about things. Yeah. And the other day, a young Kumari told me, you know what? Even if you don't do it, someone will do it some way. So don't worry, relax. So I said, yeah, that's it. That's all about it. Things will, Baba's task will go on one way or the other.
Sometimes if you feel like isolating yourself, maybe there is the need of that for a while, but then try to come back. No, because it's going to pass, no? Because it's good to be together like that. Thank you.
I think the thing is the first mirror we have every morning is Baba is the mirror. That's the first mirror that we have, no? Correct? And then, but the question is, what is the purpose of a mirror? I think we know very well, mirror is to see even physical mirror, anything that is not proper. One thing is seeing that, the other one you have to sort of change it. No? So one is mirror, Baba is a mirror every morning giving us, the other mirror is the seniors are mirror to us. Sometimes very much, I've gone many times, is my ego is triggered off comments from the seniors. And you say, this is not right, that is not right. Sometimes, if I still have ego, I feel that a bit annoyed, a bit disturbed. So seniors is my mirror, but that's what sister was saying, that family is also my mirror. So, I mean, we have three mirrors, definitely. Baba's the mirror, seniors' mirror, the family, the mirror. But I think important now is things like badges, and I think along the way, we pick up a lot of things that are not accurate as a Brahmin life. Sometimes you see, you know, sometimes you can tell students, oh, you're not doing seva, you're not doing much seva, things like that. But if that student is a regular student, we should appreciate him or her very much. So we shouldn't give judgment. I mean, honestly, we shouldn't give judgment to any Brahmin for that matter. They are doing according to their own capacity. And the mirrors from the other Brahmins, whatever they say, something must be lacking in them. Some dissatisfaction in them that make them give such a comment. I think normally the dissatisfaction because we are not using their speciality. I mean, if there are 30 students in my class or 20, whatever, if I'm able to use a speciality of 20 of them, ideally 20 of them, using their speciality, I think definitely that family will be very much contented family, very happy family. But very often we are using speciality maybe just of 50%. The other 50% speciality of Brahmins, we are not using them. And because of that, dissatisfaction with them, they will give comments, one thing. And the third point I think important is, you see, seeing speciality, one thing. Talking about the speciality, no doubt. But more important, use a speciality. Very often in class, we talk about the speciality of that Brahmin, this speciality, we mention their name, things like that, but we're not using them. But I think the three levels must happen. Speak about their speciality, see, no doubt see first, see and then speak, and then the using, we have to use a speciality. And lastly, I really love when every time when Bab Dada comes in a 25,000 gathering, Baba is Lord of the poor. All the Bharat, especially those Indians, Bharatvasi, they're so happy. You see, that I think that that inculcation I have to put into myself, that when God comes, it's a lot of the poor, so the whole world is poor. So we really have to give them a lot of sustenance, whether it's in Giyam, or Dharana, or Yoga, whichever.
So about the antidotes against ego, when you were mentioning Baba kind of dissolved the ego, and this meeting, this last Avyak meeting, he did like the first thing is like, I feel like hugging all of you, like this, his arms. Like, there are some kind of powers that allow us to dissolve ego and some kind of virtues. So, for example, in that case, the power of love really melts your ego. It's like if you come like that, but someone has so much love for you, then it melts the ego, no? Or the virtue as humility. So in your case, in your own experience and your own churnings, what are these antidotes and how you have applied them during, because all of you now are more experienced in life. So how have you experienced that are, and kind of give us your own wisdom for us to do it the same way or inspire us? You're very serious now.
I think that one power that is very important is acceptance. So you accept yourself first and then accept whoever is there as they are. So people, they should not change themselves, you know, they should change for better. But they should not be like you, they should not be like anyone else. So everyone have their own speciality, so this helps a lot. Also, you know, this power, let's call power of generosity. So whatever we have is not ours, in fact, you know, it comes from Baba. So share it. With generosity. So everyone should get whatever they want to get from Baba's house, from Baba in every way. So if they want something, they should get it. So I think these two things, and definitely love, as you said before, power of love, you know, ends anything. Whatever is there, you can finish with the power of love, you know, true love, not any kind of love, soul love, God's love. So then if you put, you know, in front of Baba whatever you are feeling or whatever is happening with this true love, so things will melt, definitely.
Mara, and before we go to others, I have seen that you embody the acceptance. So how you do it? And maybe you share how you live with in the center, like an example, because you are very accepting from, you share how is the dynamic, for example, in the center in Portugal?
I think the first thing is to feel that you are like the others, you know. I don't want them to feel that I am higher than them just because I am the coordinator. I don't even like this word. It's a family. So in a family we share together. And there are different sanskars. So we have to understand each one's sanskars. And then we can live well. So sometimes one talk, you shut down your mouth. Sometimes the other one talks, then you be quiet. Or you just listen. Because they have the right to express themselves. And also, for example, I like people being genuine with me. I don't want them to feel pressured just because I'm the coordinator. I prefer that they are open to say whatever they want to say. So this is inside me. And I feel that in general, maybe not 100%, this happens in a beautiful way. So just be yourself, because this is just a role. You know, being a coordinator is a role. But you are Baba's child, you are Baba's instrument, everyone is the same, and then things, they melt together beautifully.
When I think of family, like being together, I really enjoy listening to other people and being able to observe what is important for them. Like for me, I've learned to have so much love for Baba's house itself. So if you want to see me happy, ask me to do something in Baba's home. I really enjoy like decoration. And so having had this opportunity, I feel good. And when the soul feels good, I feel it's easier to let go of trivial things, of petty things, not the, those. So I've noticed that when ego really comes, it's because we somehow, I've lost touch with what is important, what is really essential to the soul. There is some dryness in the heart. So I like to allow space to, for the things that nourish my heart, and allow others the opportunity to do things that are always also important to them, even though sometimes that's not the way I would go about things. I mean, once it's Baba Shirmit is there, but it's just a different way of operating. Yeah, and nowadays I feel that what I've noticed the last 10 years, we've been operating a lot in a group of equals. And that has taught me much, really a lot. Because then whatever we are is what we are. We need just to be able to operate, to make things work, and keep the atmosphere we've had from Baba. Because when we come to Madhuban, we feel so good about the atmosphere. So I really like to think the Brahmin family as holders of atmosphere. And when you see this greatness, this small things, they fade. But when small things get big, I need to see why. Sometimes we are overtired. Sometimes there might be some need that we should at least observe and give it some just acknowledgement. Oh, I noticed this is taking your time. Can I help? Or at least good luck. Just to acknowledge. Because we all go through phases.
Juliana, and in your case, you said that when we go from our own purpose on what we are, then we don't feel like doing, like we need to go back to that. And I know that you took time to do that. And maybe this self kind of judgment that I have to always be well and perfect and taking time for yourself, and I know that you did it. So how was that experience to go back to your own? It was very, like, care for yourself was very important, no? So can you share a little bit of your own experience of going back to that?
Around 3 years back, I asked for some time off the center I was, and I went to another center, and I spent 3 months away. Yes, and I could. I work online these days, so I kept my job, and I basically went for seva. Like I helped. They used to call me Master Almighty Salad, Master Salad Almighty, because I used to prepare salads every day during lunch. But I also did lots of cleaning, but I had lots of space to myself, and I also had something that was very important, which was, I'm going to put it as a mentorship, but it was the opportunity of talking to people I could trust, and I could be clear that I could speak how I felt without being judged. Like, I noticed that people I talked to were people that 1 year after that, they wouldn't look at me and say, oh, like labeling me for what I said 1 year ago. So I feel this is very important.
in self-talk and in being able to listen to others. So I've had this great opportunity and this great luck. I think I was able to signal that at a moment I needed. I don't know what it would have been if I hadn't done it. Yes, so to me it was really, really helpful, and I'm still learning. Because there is a bit of unlearning to learn, right? But that has been really precious in my story, and I'm very grateful for that. Yeah.
I think one of the things that that the moment ego comes, I think we have to resolve the ego as soon as possible. Because we know that all conflicts that happen amongst the Brahmins, I mean more so even the outside, but all conflict because of ego clashes. So if ego is not resolved within two persons or within the family, then the clashes or conflict will happen. And once conflict will happen, that will affect seva, definitely. That will affect service. So I think I like three things that Baba mentioned very often. Very often he did mention, probably we just have to recall back again, that we are a university, there's no doubt, okay? Secondly, we are an organization and also a family. I think I love Dadi mentioned many, many times, you know, when Dadi was still around the time, he always mentioned, put the priority as family first. So that means sometimes we are not putting the family first, that means you're putting more of organization first. And then what happens is then the sort of the ego comes, I want to project to the world, project to the government, project to the town council that we are doing so much, and then forgetting that at the back of us, we need to take care of the children, the family. So I think first thing is family should be first. Once family is first, means definitely it's not that we neglect the university feeling or the organization feeling, that will happen. And secondly, I think important is each and every Brahmin, that center or that place belongs to them. So we don't want a situation where students are saying that, oh, this center belongs to the three of them, three center masters, or two of them, or one of them. I think the feeling that every Brahmin in that center, that family feels that that center belongs to them. That's why we always say that, no? The traffic control? Yeah. Om Shah.
Pure Vai.
Yeah.
Pure Vai, can I ask you something about you? Because you are in a huge country with huge family. How have you deal with yourself? Because we are so many sisters, and in Malaysia, how many you are? Like the family is huge, no?
Yeah, yeah. Centers, there are about 60 over centers.
61 centers?
64 centers.
64 centers.
Yeah.
And you are there from almost the beginning, no?
Yeah, yeah.
So how have you been your own experience? Because it's you have been growing with the family, yeah. And you have to deal with so many sisters and brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
And how has been your own experience about that?
I think one of the qualities that probably I have, I can't say is ego I have, is the quality of obedience to the seniors. I think once you are, in whichever place you are, once you're obedient to the seniors, blessings will come. And then when blessings will come, power will be given to you, and then you're able to handle situations. I think first thing very important is any instrument that Baba put in any place that we are is like Baba sent them. As one question was asked earlier, that why Baba sent me? I think the question is, you are there means Baba sent you there means that when Baba sent instrument there means I really have to be grateful that there's something God's work is working behind that. It means whichever instrument doesn't matter. The thing is, we shouldn't be too discriminative, you know, whether they're educated or not educated, they're mothers, they can't speak English well, they can't read Muli well, doesn't matter. In fact, the fundamental thing is, God has put them there. So I think the question is the obedience to whichever instrument. Yeah. So coming back, two more things. We're saying that important is put the family consciousness first, followed by the others. Secondly, everybody should feel they belong to the center. Just like Baba said, Baba belongs to everybody, correct? Everybody's Baba belongs to them. In the same way, the students all should feel that their center belongs to them. I think important, center belongs to them means that our center is unique. A 63 centers back home is all are unique. We cannot compare with each and every center. They're unique in their own way. One center very good at decoration. One center very, very good at cooking. Yeah. So we don't measure center progress or BK progress by the performance of service. We don't do that. I won't do that. Definitely I won't do that, no? So each center is unique in their own way. So in that way you feel that the center feel that we are caring for them, for that matter. And the third thing I think most important is I'm very, very cautious back home is, you see, sometimes ego of the students can be triggered off, especially when we read Muli. I'm very, very cautious that all my years reading Morning Muli, sometimes we take turns to read Muli, whichever, whatever way that the instrument that read Muli is just purely Baba's words. Baba's feelings, Baba words. Exactly. Don't put any addition. Sometimes we are provoked by certain things happened last night, a couple of weeks happened, and then we try to sort of say something unintentionally, sometimes by mistake. And Baba said, even not by mistake, that will trigger off the ego in them. So I think important is, especially the feelings of every Brahmin. A bit Amrit Vela they are doing, no doubt. Okay, churning they are doing, but the morning time, the critical time is, Muli time should be so much of love, so much of power. Not a single word we should unintentionally or mistakenly, utterly wrongly. But sometimes you know, some students, something happened to us last night, or something happened to us maybe last week. I feel that certain points I emphasize is just for them. I think that shouldn't happen. If that happened, then the thing is, they will catch it. I mean, Brahmins are very good at catching. Their catching power is high. The catching power of vibrations, for many Brahmins for that matter. So I think the morning time is such a pure time, Muli time, such a serene time, only Baba's love, Baba's vibrations, that flows, that's all.
Yeah. It seems that you have a lot of power of respect too, I through your words. So if someone has a question, feel free to come and ask the question. I have one more, because these other questions came from a group that I asked what they want to ask you three, and they say that when you are working in a team and each one has its own idea, then there are ego clash in the team, and then how you solve that, like how you deal with the ego clash, like you know that you are clashing with the other soul because of ego, no? And it's not about the idea of the other, it's not that they are saying something that is wrong, it's more about ego clash. So you three has been working with so many teams, so how you deal with that in a pure way, in a way that creates an environment that is safe, that is nurturing, not just, as Brother Pure was saying, not just an organization, but as a family, because there are going to be ego clashes, no, until we are perfect. But how can we still feel that is a place that I belong, that I want to go there, that it's safe for me?
I think we have to think beforehand. So we know we all have to work together. So beforehand, we have to think. Sometimes my idea will go through. Sometimes I have to give away so others' ideas will come through. Even when you are listening to someone, you don't agree 100%, but that person has to go through his or her own process. So this way we can work together nicely. So sometimes you give away, sometimes you say no. I think this way maybe we should go this way. And then people that are looking at you, they learn also to do the same. No? And then I think it is come out naturally after some time. And if someone is being forceful, okay, just be quiet. we don't need to fight for anything, do we? Here in this path or for service, because then the service will become spoiled. If we are fighting for because of something, the service will become spoiled. It's not pure anymore. So we should, you know, think again and again inside what way we want to go through. Yes, sometimes, yes, if you said something, but I'm saying before saying something, before doing anything, it is happening inside you first. So you don't even need to ask for forgiveness. Because it has happened inside you first. You understand? Is it clear? Because, you know, it's a consciousness. This is what I mean. You need to have the consciousness first, before going into a meeting, before doing service with a group of people. The consciousness is, everyone has the right to put their ideas in front, isn't it? So then, even if I don't agree 100%, but others are agreeing in that way, I'd be quiet. It's okay. Maybe I would go in another direction. But if everyone is happy, that's fine. Maybe another time, it will be my idea first. So then you are set, you know, you are working out the things inside you first. So this is the way you want to act. Is it clear now?
Yeah, to me, it's lots about observation. Observe myself, how I attend meetings, service meetings, in-house meetings. I've been paying more attention to that. And I feel that the center atmosphere is our great treasure. Like, if atmosphere is lost, so, everything's lost if atmosphere is lost. Because what draws people to Baba's place is about this. So I've been thinking a lot about observing the self. And when I work a lot with equals, so I feel that one thing that sometimes I notice is not everybody has lots of time. People, they come to the center and they have a specific time to offer. So I feel that when we operate in a way, people feel their time is being used properly, observing, listening to what is important for them in a meeting, it makes meetings more joyful. And now I'm especially talking about seva. And also, I really appreciate one of my personal activities during the day is to listen to Mohini Didi's inputs in Avyakti Parivar. That's part of my routine. And I remember a time when she used to come to Brazil and she used to spend a whole week with us talking and going into details. And now when I listen to her, I can recall those moments and lots of things that we've learned. So basically, sometimes it's not, I don't find that possible to think about the whole family, but at least small groups. We have a core group of 8. At least among us, we should try to do our best to be in harmony. And then out of this small group, more harmony will come. Because pleasing everyone is only for Baba. Sometimes, I don't know about Maras, but in you, because you are in C, sometimes someone has to finalize. Yeah? I don't know what's your experience when it happens.
I think one of the way is this. Look, we have to accept the fact that we are not perfect. No, it's just that even be an instrument there, it doesn't mean that I know everything. I think some Brahmin students are much, much better than us in terms of speciality. We are there, I am there, you are there because Baba put you there, that's all. But Baba also have, the thing is, Baba also sees speciality in everybody. So whatever views they are given, I think normally that's how the Yagya book is collective decision. See, collective decision means that simply means the majority of the Brahmins feel that way. So if somebody suggests something, I may not agree, I may think it's a very bad idea, but down the line, many think it's a good idea. So I just have to give in, take the majority. Second, I think very important is how Baba works is actually, he works with the senior, go to the senior. I mean, they may lose trust in me, it's okay. I will take the idea, I channel it to the senior, okay, the higher, RCs, or Dadis, or Didis, whatever, and the final decision should be from there. So, whatever decision that they say, or whatever decision I may have, the only thing is to verify it, to be sure that that decision is accepted by the seniors. Because once senior accepted that decision, the Dadis or the Didis, I always feel that it's Baba's decision. So Baba's decision, we just have to implement it. We don't question too much. Provided we, the main instrument, have so much faith in the senior. If there's so much faith in the senior, the students also equally have faith in them. They may not have faith in me, it's okay, but at least they have a channel, they can express a channel to the higher instrument, and higher instrument can diffuse the situation. That means it must give avenue for the Brahmins where they can channel the feelings to somewhere. If there are no avenue, they can't channel the feelings to me or senior instrument, then the question is, where are they going to channel the feelings to? They will channel among themselves, and that may lead to body consciousness, and that may create an ill feeling within the center. So the channel, that's how the hierarchy that Baba works is, I think we have to respect that hierarchy.
Yeah, I just want to share there that I had to kind of understand what the senior was saying. Because I feel that it's my sister too, no? And in a project, I could feel that she wasn't feeling or getting what I was telling, and I was feeling that Baba wanting what was kind of giving me a clarity of what we should do, and then she wasn't really getting it, what I was feeling. And then I felt a little bit like pain, like, oops, the senior is not accepting that. But after that, I didn't distance myself of her. She needed time to understand, and I needed time to kind of accept that the idea was not accepted yet. And then it has been worked. Like now we are working together, and I feel that sometimes we co-create with each other in a very respectful way. But sometimes we need space, no? And in that way, like each one of us. So someone wants to have to share something? Yes, the mic is coming to you.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for such an inspiring panel. Very honest, very talking from the heart. I really felt that. But I have one question. Because it was mentioned, you know, the thinking about always being well, how to handle it. And the other part of the same question is how you deal with your unwell moments,
because sometimes we have this pressure on ourselves that we always have to feel right, always we have to feel okay and have the capacity to listen to the others and be tireless and be happy, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes we feel a little bit sad, or sometimes we are feeling a little bit tired, or so how we deal with those moments.
I think for me, the time when you're not well spiritually, correct? It's not physically, not well spiritually. When my stage is low, I think I think beginning itself, wherever we are, we shouldn't sort of create an image that I'm a very perfect instrument. I'm an instrument, but I'm, you know, the thing is a learning attitude. I have to learn, keep learning. Because we are dealing with sanskara of, we're dealing with Brahmins, it's not dealing with the program, the budget, the time lag. We're dealing with sanskaras of people, of the Brahmins along the line. And dealing with sanskaras, we need to have minimum some power. So the time when I'm not too well, I think important is just withdraw myself, okay? Whatever plans, whatever, we just put on hold for a few days or for a short time. And I go within myself and just check within myself. But after that, I come up from that unwell stage. And probably during the unwell stage, I have to consult. We have to consult a doctor. So luckily we have the senior instruments above us. It can be anyone. It can be the RCs. It can be any instruments. Consult them and get the advice. I think if we, the thing is, Brahmi shouldn't stop consulting. Especially the question, if we have to consult the right party, the right party, and get the right solution. Very often as Brahmins along the line, I mean, generally I'm talking about, we consultation sometimes, we don't get the proper answer. The reason why we don't get proper answer, we consulting instruments are not accurate. We think they're seniors in Gyan, very often back home also, oh, they are 30 years in Gyan, but the question, they are not pakar, they are not regular. So how can you consult them to get advice? Then you're in more trouble, so they say you're inaccurate. So I feel that way, and unwell means give some time to yourself, withdraw yourself in silence, and in that intermediary period, consult the seniors.
I also appreciate this feeling that we are a learning community. I really like it. When Baba says this is a student life, I feel very motivated. And to the people who are closer, I think that you can show when you're vulnerable. And I've learned the art of disappearing sometimes. Yeah, I mean, communicate, yes, and just disappear for some time. Then come back. Yes. Communication is important, I feel. To avoid waste thoughts, right? You don't have to communicate to everyone, just to the ones that, yes, live with you, and then that's it.
Will you just add something? Just accept that things are not well at the moment, you know, everything passes by. Sometimes we are well, sometimes we are not. So this is life. Life is like this. So if I accept and I share this with Baba, and I acknowledge what I can do to better this moment I'm living, then things will pass by quickly. So just accept it and move on.
And I think that in this family that we are creating, this learning space, to be safe, like it's okay to help each other, all of us in the family, to go through those bad moments, and that it's okay. Doesn't mean that you are a bad Brahmin or bad instrument. It's okay. We will help each other as a family to go through that. So it's going to pass, no? But it's okay to co-create a safe space for everyone, I feel, too. Okay. Something else? So should we finish with...